In the lunchtime edition, Barbados under a flood and severe thunderstorm watch. The 2023 Barbados sugar harvest on track to well exceed last year's output. Some job losses expected, possibly starting before year end, as government presses ahead with reform of its state agencies. Barbados's Minister of Youth offers his condolences as 19 children, mostly girls, are killed in a fire at a secondary school dormitory in Guyana. And the U.S. State Department urges Americans to leave violence rack Haiti, warning kidnappings and robberies are rampant. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Barbados is currently under a flood and severe thunderstorm watch, with local meteorologists predicting rainfall could continue into tonight. Meteorologist at the Barbados Meteorological Services, Andrew Daniel, tells Starcom Network News there is the possibility of flooding, and the watch will be valid until 6 p.m.
We have had some moderate to heavy showers across the island starting from this morning into this afternoon. We have seen up to 50 millimeters in rainfall accumulation across parts of St. Peter and the northern part of the island. We've seen some elevated levels as well. Also, besides that, we have observed a lot of thunderstorm activity, mostly to the north of the island. But that being said, there's also some on the west and southern parts of the island as well. These cloudy conditions and these unstable conditions are supposed to persist into tonight. Being that we have received so much rainfall accumulation so far for the day, we have decided to put a flood watch out. There is a possibility for flooding as these showers are expected to continue.
Meteorologist at Barbados Meteorological Services, Andrew Daniel. The 2023 Barbados sugar harvest is on track to produce up to 7,000 tons, well in excess of the roughly 5,000 tons produced last year. That's the assessment of Agriculture Minister Indah Weir, with the harvest due to conclude in just over a week's time.
The sugar harvest is going very well. I think we should finish somewhere around the 2nd of June or day after, but I would say around the 2nd of June we should be finished. The crop this year, we are yielding far more sugar than last year, and that's a good sign. I think if all goes well, we should be somewhere around 6,000-7,000 tons. And our projections are that we would likely get up there this time around. So we did somewhere around 4,700, so this is way above last year.
Mr. Weir credits production improvements for the increased output.
Well, the factory is far more efficient now due to the repairs that were done. And of course, we've had a lot of hot water treated canes. So we've gotten rid of a lot of the raccoon stunting disease, thus giving us the improvement.
Meantime, with the sugar industry to be privatized, as government has stated its intention to end its subsidy and exit the sector, Mr. Weir indicates a major announcement is imminent.
Next year, we will continue to work on the factory. And as soon as the crop is done, we do go into cleaning and then we go to major repairs. And that work will continue for next year's sugar harvest as well. Come next year, though, there's some good news that will be coming, which I will share with the public after I've shared it with the cabinet of Barbados. But I have to share it with the cabinet of Barbados before I share it with the public.
Minister of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security, Indah Weir, in the lunchtime edition. Finance expert Professor Justin Robinson believes job losses are likely as government implements promised reforms of its state-owned enterprises, including the Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation, CBC. Dr. Robinson, a University of the West Indies Pro Vice Chancellor and Professor of Finance, was reacting to the recent IMF review of Barbados's performance, where this country was deemed to have met all targets under the current agreement and was said to be on a strong economic recovery path. Government also stressed its determination to press ahead with reform of state-owned enterprises and announced a buyer had been found for the CBC. Dr. Robinson believes job losses are likely, but believes it requires government to use some of its political capital.
So something like a sale of CBC, how might that play out in terms of controversy? The National Housing Corporation, some of the rumors we are hearing, they might play a much smaller role. Is there going to be a substantial downsizing there? So I think these are the things that we have to watch in terms of the major state-owned entities and where, if there's a privatization, how controversial and painful that might be. Will a new buyer keep the same staff complement at CBC? And how might that play out? So that's what I mean about the political capital around the controversy and the pain.
Professor Justin Robinson, Minister of Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment Charles Griffith has offered Barbados's condolences to the relatives of at least 19 children who died in a fire at a secondary school in Guyana this morning. Reports indicate that at least 19 children were killed and several others injured as fire swept through a dormitory at the Madea Secondary School earlier today.
I want to extend my deepest sympathy and condolences to those persons in Guyana, because the death of a young person is always a lot harder to deal with than someone who's seen it. And the fact that over 20 young persons this morning would have perished in a fire is really, really traumatic. 2023 has been designated by the Commonwealth as the Year of the Youth. So the focus is on young people even more so this year than before. So I just want, on behalf of the ministry, to extend again my sympathy to those persons who will be now going through that painful experience in Guyana.
Barbados' Minister of Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment Charles Griffith. The U.S. government is urging Americans to leave Haiti, warning that kidnappings and violent crime are rampant. A level 4 advisory issued by the U.S. State Department advises U.S. citizens that they should, quote, consider departing Haiti now. The advisory also tells Americans do not travel to Haiti due to kidnapping, crime, civil unrest, and poor health care infrastructure. The State Department adds that U.S. citizens wishing to depart the capital, Port-au-Prince, should monitor local news and only do so when considered safe. It says kidnapping is widespread and victims regularly include U.S. citizens. Our top stories. Barbados under a flood and severe thunderstorm watch. The 2023 Barbados sugar harvest on track to well exceed last year's output. Some job losses expected, possibly starting before year end, as government presses ahead with reform of its state agencies. Barbados' Minister of Youth offers his condolences as 19 children, mostly girls, are killed in a fire at a secondary school dormitory in Guyana. And the U.S. State Department urges Americans to leave violence-racked Haiti, warning kidnappings and robberies are rampant. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Admi to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.